Today I am going to be doing a questionnaire by Sexy Little Cowgirl. She posted a whisper and word challenge questionnaire and wanted us to answer some questions and read some words in our sexiest whispery voices. So I'm going to do the best I can to whisper for you the whole time. Question 1. How did you come up with your Reddit name? Well, there's 3 parts. Cassie is a nickname that a friend gave to me. Om is a sound that I like very much. I like the way it sounds in my mouth. I like the way it feels on my tongue. And I say it quite often. And Kali is a Hindu goddess of destruction. And so I shoved them all together and created a username. What type of recordings do you favor and why? Well, I very much enjoy recordings of people that have accents. I've always had an affinity for accents. Especially male accents, so I search the accent tag quite often. But I also very much enjoy listening to questionnaires and listening to people kind of just talk about their lives anonymously or openly. But I would say that if I can tell someone who's very comfortable with what they're doing and that they're having fun, those are the ones that I really like the most. What is the most attractive feature of the gender you are attracted to? Well, I am attracted to men and women. And I don't even know that I would say that it's a physical feature. But I'm very attracted to inquisitive people and curious people, I suppose. People that question themselves a lot. People that aren't afraid to be questioned. Skeptical people. People that use their minds, that use their brains. So I think that's what I gravitate most towards in humans. And there's just like an authenticity factor that needs to be there. But if I were to say that I had a physical feature that I'm attracted to, there's been a trend with me that I've always had partners with bigger noses, men and women. The nose makes the face. And so that's just something I always look at on people. What feature of yours do you think attracts them to you? Oh, I don't know. That's entirely subjective. I have really long hair. Some people like really long hair. I have light features, maybe. I'm funny, or that's at least what I tell people. So it could be anything. I wouldn't know. If you could only speak 5 words in a day to them, what would they be? I'm assuming here that you mean to a partner or to the opposite sex. I would say you have trigger words that instantly turn you on? And if so, what are they? Oh, I certainly do. I certainly do. I think that words that I like to hear, I like the word girl. And I like hearing that I'm a good girl. I also like the word daddy. And yeah, I mean, there's probably a full list of words, but those are the ones that floated to the front of my mind. Is there a particular place you could be kissed, licked, sucked, that would instantly turn you on? That would be anywhere on my neck, or on my shoulders, the back of my neck, or the front of my throat, or that muscle that runs from your jaw down to your sternum, your sternocleidomastoid. Anywhere in there. Please describe your erotic fantasy. I will have to pick one for you because I know we don't have all day, and I know we all have more than one. But if I were to say, I have one that comes back to me time and time again. And it's this fantasy of having sex with someone that maybe I know, but that I've never interacted with before. And not only that, but not interacting, not verbally interacting while we're doing it, while we're having this scene. So, not talking when they arrive, not talking when they're there, not talking when they go to leave, having no verbal communication, just eye contact and physical contact, but being unable to speak. Something about that really turns me on. And it's this fantasy that I've kind of gone back to time and time again. Name the most sensual location you had sex at. Well, if we're talking about sensuality and not excitement and not danger, then probably be at home, where I was most comfortable. I've had some pretty good times at home, where I can just feel free to be myself. So, I would probably say there. Now part two, you have a list of words. Please whisper these words as sexy as you can make them. So let me see if I can do my best for you. Devour. Love. Bite. Spank. Kneel. Well, thank you, sexy little cowgirl, for this whisper and words challenge questionnaire. I certainly enjoyed reading these words for you, so I hope you enjoy listening to them from